Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. More snow is on the way. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein joins us. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Sharon.
What are you tracking?
Well, Sharon, we're tracking a big discrepancy between our really high-resolution models and our coarser models. They really are not agreeing 24 hours before a storm, and that makes it really difficult to give a great forecast.
Oh, boy. Okay, so what are the different prognostications?
Yeah, so we have these models which have, I don't want to get too scientific, but they're a little bit more of a coarse grid. In other words, they see things a little bit bigger, and then we have these models that see more finer details. And you'd think that the finer detailed models would be better, but it usually doesn't work that way, or doesn't always work that way. So the finer detailed models are giving more of a larger snowstorm to the area, say on the order of 5 to 10 inches of snow. The other resolution models, and that includes the European model, are keeping it more in the order of, say, 3 to 6 or even 2 to 5. So that's a fairly big difference between those particular models.
But both models do indicate we will be getting snow in the greater Boston area tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a great point. So it's not going to snow. I don't think we're going to miss this. It's just a matter of how much we're going to be shoveling here tomorrow evening. And I do think it's going to be over tomorrow evening. A lot of the models agreeing that we're going to have a little burst of snow here during the afternoon. Some of the forecasting guidance is saying 1 to 2 inches per hour for several hours. Now, if we were to do that for, 2 inches an hour for 4 hours, there's 8 inches. Boom, you're done. But if it's only lasting an hour or so, that's a big difference. And so that's why I've got this 4 to 8 inch range across the area right now. We're going to have to probably refine that this afternoon as things hopefully start to kind of converge on a better solution.
Do the models converge on a timeline?
They do. And so it looks to me like 24 hours from now, roughly, we'll see the snow starting to move in. That's about mid-morning during the day on Sunday. It peaks during the late morning to mid to late afternoon and then really winds down after dark. So 8 o'clock should be basically getting out of here at that point. So I think tomorrow afternoon's travel will be most difficult through the evening hours.
Now, I realize it's preliminary, but what does it look like in terms of which areas will get how much?
Yeah, so what I've done is the maps that we're working with right now, running from the seacoast of New Hampshire down to the 495 belt, all the way just north of Hartford, figure 4 to 8 inches. I do have an area of locally heavier totals possible in the southern suburbs, south of Boston, southeastern Mass, because that area should see the heaviest snow per hour. And then as you get north and west of 495, it'll trail down. I've got 2 to 5. So obviously the 5 would be closer to the 4 to 8. The 2 would be up north of Route 2 heading on towards Vermont, where there's 1 to 3 inches possible. But these bands can shift. But that right now is, my best guidance for what's going to happen.
And Boston proper?
Yeah, still in the 4 to 8 inch range. I don't usually like to have a 4 inch range, but that's just because this thing could shift a little bit. So it could be as little as 4, could be as much as 8. And that's where we stand at the present time.
Dave, now, I recently read something about the polar vortex splitting and how that should affect what's been a relatively quiet weather pattern in the Northeast. And of course, I can't claim any actual understanding of this, but can you tell us what's going on here?
So the polar vortex is something that forms every single winter. It's been around for millennia. And what happens is that during the course of some winters, basically, if you can think of a fist kind of coming down at this polar vortex, which is basically this spinning wheel of winds at the top of the planet. Now, picture a fist pushing down on that. It would break it up into two little pieces. The pieces have thus far gone over onto the other side of the planet. It's happened once already this winter, but this time it looks like a piece of that polar vortex will have broken off, moved down into the upper Midwest, bring them very cold weather, and some of it will spill here later next week and perhaps the week after. It will not be as cold as what you're going to see on the news, say from Chicago north and west. Very cold weather, wind chills 30 to 50 below, but we are not going to get into that. We will get a piece of it, but nothing like that.
Dave, thank you.
You're welcome.
Meteorologist Dave Epstein speaking with us via Skype.